This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
DJV show. I'm Jennifer Horn. Doug, the D in the DJV show, is out. He's taking a well-deserved vacation this week, enjoying Italy, if you can believe it. Can't wait to see some pictures on our Facebook page. You can find us at DJV show on Twitter. And Victoria Keelan hanging out with us today. She's the V in the DJV show. And Kara Schillen behind the controls in Washington, D.C. at our uplink. And ladies, last week, the president gave a speech about the opioid crisis in this country. He made it a health emergency. And this was something that surprised a lot of people. The president has been talking about the opioid crisis. And to be fair, actually, both candidates, he and Hillary Clinton, were forced into talking about this as they were launching their presidential campaigns. And specifically when they went into New Hampshire, which is a huge battleground for presidential candidates. Such an important state for them.
And the heroin capital of America.
And they found
out
about this issue with heroin. And so many times people are having maybe a surgery and they start taking their prescribed opioid pills and they get addicted. And then when they can't get the pills anymore, they become too expensive of a habit. Many times you're seeing people who are in the corner office next to you or living in down the street getting addicted to heroin, which I think for so long has had this sort of stigma as being, you know, just something that those people get or that those low-life or get addicted to heroin, and now it's becoming very much a white-collar drug because of this dependence and the overprescription of opioid type medication and pain relievers. So President Trump declared a public health emergency for opioid use in this country. John Kapoor, who is the Insys Therapeutics founder, was indicted on fraud, racketeering, and other federal charges for distributing opioids. According to prosecutors, they said the company was leading a nationwide conspiracy to profit from illegal distribution of its fentanyl-based product. The drug is called Subsys, which is an under-the-tongue fentanyl product, which is FDA-approved for cancer patients who suffer severe pain despite already taking painkillers. Insys Therapeutics is accused of bribing doctors to prescribe it in patients who didn't need the powerful narcotics. So they were giving it to people just to get them hooked. Oh. Cases against pharmaceutical companies for their part in the opioid crisis are more common, with states, cities, and counties suing major companies for knowingly marketing addictive drugs with overdose risk. Investigators say they'll continue to hold the pharmaceutical industry accountable for the opioid crisis just as they would the cartels or a street-level drug dealer. And I think that's what's so disturbing. And I'm interested what you, Victoria, and you, Kara, think about this. For me, Big Pharma has so much to do with this problem. They're handing kickbacks to doctors. They want to see people get sick. They want to see these prescriptions doled out because they're making tons of money from people's addiction. And one of the most interesting overlooked things in President Trump's speech, I think, because there was controversy. Anytime Trump will speak, whether it's about something we can all get behind or not, there's the critics who say, well, he declared this a public health emergency instead of a state of emergency. And what is this really going to mean as far as funding and directing funds towards this problem? But what he said that didn't get much coverage was that he was going to go after Big Pharma. He was going to go after the pharmaceutical industry to make sure that they're working on developing pain relievers that are non-addictive. That's one of the most key pieces of this. If you don't have Big Pharma on board, if you still have them working hard against the American people, against people just in general, that's where you're getting all these problems from. We have to make sure doctors are not being incentivized for creating addicts in their patients.
Yeah. It's this really bugs me. This whole issue it's just, and I am not a big fan of Big Pharma at all. And I think they're in the business of keeping people sick and keeping people, you know, on a vicious cycle of we'll make you sick and then you need us to cure you. And it's just around and around we go. And I was hopeful from the very beginning that Trump would go after Big Pharma for, there's a lot of vaccine things that he's talked about too, which, you know, needs to be addressed. There are a lot of I'm not an anti-vaxxer, but, you know, there are a lot of issues with vaccines. You can look it up, make a decision. People go crazy over that issue, so we're not going to get into it. But I was very hopeful that he would be brave enough, and it is bravery, really, that is what it takes to go after Big Pharma. And I just hope that he can follow through on this, because I, you know, my mom and I were talking about this yesterday with the opioid crisis, and Governor Christie of New Jersey is now, I guess, the crisis czar for the opioid addiction thing. And, you know, it's going to take a lot to make any real strides here, because you can say that you want to reform Big Pharma, but when it really comes down to it, I hope that people really do vote, people in the House or the Senate, wherever this ends up going, I hope that they really do have the guts to vote and do the right thing, because there's so much money that gets put into campaigns, and it's like the NRA and any other big lobby. When it really comes down to it, people can campaign on these promises, and then they just don't pull the lever and say, oh, well, there was something in the writing there that I didn't like, and then they get away with it. But this can't go on anymore. It has to stop. And you hear these stories of doctors' children having their college loans paid off. I mean, crazy stuff that's being done behind the scenes by Big Pharma to keep these doctors in their pockets. It's got to stop.
And there are just so many normal, innocent people who have gotten pulled into this because they've, you know, I've had my wisdom teeth out. I've broken my leg. I've had surgery. I've had multiple incidents where I've needed some kind of pain medication. And, you know, you use it for a couple days and then you end up, but they prescribe you so many.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you get a bottle.
Every single person I know, my parents, my sisters, everyone has, you know, a bottle or multiple bottles of these painkillers in their house, and it stays there. And then, you know, they're just, whether you have a kid who is trying to test something out, or, you know, feeling a little rebellious and want to take some pills, or an old person,
or they want to sell them.
Yeah,
kids selling them at high school.
And there are just so many situations where, you know, there's just so much medication floating around, and there's just no reason for it.
Yeah, it's a really bad state of affairs, and I applaud both the president and Hillary Clinton for starting this as a national conversation. I think they were sort of forced into. The biggest surprise for me, I was looking at a map, because a lot of the Sunday shows talked about this, and I was looking at a map of the hardest hit areas for the opioid crisis, and it sure seems like the East Coast and the middle of the country, which is not what you'd expect. Actually, California is having the least, that's where I live, having the least amount of trouble with the opioid crisis, which,
you know,
seems
why?
Odd. What's that?
You guys have medical marijuana for pain management.
There you go. Well,
and Colorado has it too.
Yeah,
and those
that's
are places
true.
That statistically don't have at the higher levels of opioid addiction, because people will say, nah, you know what, I can get a medical marijuana card and I don't want to risk getting addicted to something if I have surgery or whatever. And that's why. That right there, that should be an incentive for states to take a second look at legalizing medical marijuana.
Yeah. All right. One of the things, we're talking about your health, of course, living a healthy life. And one of the questions that you should always be asking yourself is, do you know your numbers? Are you concerned about your blood pressure? Because you really should be. It's one of the keys to your heart health and your overall well-being. And if you're looking for a way to help support healthy blood pressure levels with just an easy, simple lifestyle change, we have great news for you here at the DJV Show. There's a super vegetable that's great for your heart. It's all about the beets. That's right. It seems very simple, but Super Beets is a convenient way to get the benefits of beets every single day. Super Beets, you won't be disappointed. We love this product, right, ladies?
Absolutely. Every day. This is how I start my morning.
It's part of the way to, exactly. Great way to help lead a healthy lifestyle. All right. Puerto Rico and their recovery effort in the focus next. It's the DJV Show at 17 minutes past the hour.
47 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent
fine handcrafted cigars,
conceived in liberty and dedicated to
locally hand-roasted gourmet coffee
that all men are created
to enjoy hand-cast and finished collectibles from Getty's Gear. Great gear celebrating the spirit of Gettysburg. Visit us today at gettysgear.com. That's GettysGear.com.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Time for an important message from MyPillow. If you're having a hard time tossing and turning when you're in bed at night and you're looking for new pillows, you all know the story of MyPillow. You all know how great they are. Patented adjustable fill. MyPillow stays cool and in place all night long. So, MyPillow sells itself. Here's a special offer for you from me. Four pillows for the price of one from MyPillow. You heard me right. One pillow you pay for, you get three more free. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows. Low price for one, don't pay for the other three. Make sure you use the promo code DS when you call 800-716-5989. One pillow you pay for, three you get free. 800-716-5989 or go to MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. Remember, use the promo code DS.
Computer, execute 12.4p operation.
Optimizing algorithm. Running encryption packet alpha. Night. Oh, I don't feel so good.
What? What is it, computer?
Is it hot in here? It feels hot in here. I feel a little clammy. I should lie down or something.
A computer with a virus? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
Those oysters Rockefeller were a mistake.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
It's a DJV show. Dougie out on vacation this week. Jen, Victoria, and Kara holding down the fort. Puerto Rico's governor, Ricardo Rossello, wants to cancel a small energy company's $300 million contract to rebuild the island's damaged electrical grid. If you were watching Twitter this past weekend, you saw the term whitefish trending. And that's because he held a press conference on Sunday. Rossello said that the Puerto Rican government is invoking the cancellation clause for a contract between Montana-based Whitefish Energy and the Puerto Rico Electric Power Authority. The contract given to Whitefish, which was a large one, has been questioned for a few reasons. One, they only had two full-time employees at the time the contract was signed. That seems difficult. The company
$300 million for two employees?
It's odd. The company is also based in Ryan Zinke. He's the Interior Secretary's hometown, and Zinke has ties to its CEO. Number two.
That's a head-scratcher.
Yeah, and according to a letter from several members of Congress, the company is heavily financed by a firm that's run by a Donald Trump campaign contributor. Number three, Whitefish was given a complicated task. Puerto Rico's power grid in terrible shape before Hurricane Maria. It's been over a month since the storm hit the island, and roughly 70% of the power grid is still down. It's a real, really bad situation. Now, Rossello says the island is requesting help from utility companies in Florida and New York under a mutual aid agreement. Lawmakers and energy regulators have wondered why PREPA didn't go that route in the first place. And this one, very interesting all the way around. So Whitefish, you'll see trending Ryan Zinke already explaining the connections to President Trump. We'll see if there's any fallout politically from all of this. It's 20 past the hour on the DJV show.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Out of place on the DJ show.
Doug's away, like, not even a day, and we've got Flava Flav.
That's right. When Doug's away, the girls will play, and Flava Flav in the spotlight. You might know Flava Flav if you're not a fan of Public Enemy. Maybe you know Flav from his dating shows on VH1. He had Flavor of Love. I used to love those. He also is a big popular resident in Las Vegas. I was actually there last year to see Garth Brooks on the 4th of July, and my mom and I had gone to an outlet mall, and we had lunch at a Chili's, and Flava Flav was there in Las Vegas at the Chili's with the big clock around his neck. So he's a very famous Las Vegas resident, and apparently he's got some good news. He's reinvigorating his career. How about that? He's going to be the host of a Las Vegas-based variety show titled Flavor Flav's Vegas. It will be live in Las Vegas and include comedy sketches, musical performances, and sit-down celebrity interviews. That'll be a train wreck. I can't imagine Flav interviewing anybody. He's lived in Vegas for 12 years, and he said that producing a variety show was a long-time goal. He said he always dreamed of being a variety show host, and he thinks it's the time to do it. He said it won't be just him interviewing guests, but he's also going to have a variety of people coming through the show that are in movies and television. And in addition to this new show, the rapper provided a voiceover for the augmented reality component to Masters of the Sun, The Zombie Chronicles, which the Black Eyed Peas Marvel Comics graphic novel. Now, also involved with this, Stan Lee, Queen Latifah, Snoop Dogg, Mary J. Blige, and Rosario Dawson also worked on this project. So look at Flav. I mean, just when you thought he was down in a desert rat in Las Vegas, he's back.
I think it's hilarious that he's never without the clock around his neck. I've seen him I passed him once in an airport. You spot the clock before you spot the guy.
Yeah. And you go, who is that wearing a clock? And you realize it's him.
And then a friend of mine texted me. She said, I just saw Flavor Flav in the airport lounge, period. He was wearing the clock, period.
Oh, yeah. I was like, well, you know what? Do you know what time it is, boy? That's him.
Right.
He always asks if you know what time it is. All right. So here's a little Mary J. Blige for you. Now, in some country news, this is a fun one. Reba McEntire and Kelsea Ballerini are going to duet at the 2017 CMA Awards. This is becoming an annual tradition for the CMAs, these musical collaborations. This year's telecast presents four unique pairings, including Kelsea and Reba, which should be fun. CMA's record holder, by the way, for the most nominated female artist of all time. No big deal. Just Reba McEntire. My goodness.
Reba. Sheba.
Also set to perform together are Male Vocalist of the Year nominee Dierks Bentley, who joins vocal group nominees Rascal Flatts. Kane Brown and show co-host Brad Paisley will collaborate on 14-time CMA Award winner's new tune, Heaven South, which should be fun. He also, Brad Paisley, sang the national anthem for Game 1 of the World Series. Reigning New Artist of the Year, Maren Morris, will also take the stage for a duet with Irish-born pop star. This should be cool. Is it Niall Horan?
Niall.
Look at me, One Direction. I sound like Doug. Really? One Direction, you guys? I don't know. You're big fans. I'm in my 30s. I'm not that irrelevant.
But Niall and Maren, though, they sound great together. That new song,
cool.
Seeing Blind, is a really good country song. It's great.
Previously announced performers on the 51st annual award show include reigning entertainer of the year Garth Brooks. He'll be back at CMA fame. Luke Bryan, Eric Church, Miranda Lambert, Chris Stapleton, and newly inducted Country Music Hall of Fame member Alan Jackson. If anybody deserves to be in the Hall of Fame,
yeah.
Alan Jackson. Brothers Osborne, Little Big Town, Old Dominion, John Pardee, Thomas Rhett, and Paisley's co-host Carrie Underwood will also perform. The CMA awards are coming up. They'll air live from Nashville's Bridgestone Arena on Wednesday, November the 8th at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC. So, kind of excited about this. It's fun. Not only do you get to see the awards, but I think these collaborations are really where they're hanging their hats at the CMA. All right, more up ahead. It's the DJV show at 28 minutes past the hour.
I want to introduce you to a remarkable product, Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies. To say it's amazing is an understatement. Balance of Nature provides the nutrients of 9 to 11 servings of 31 different whole ripened fruits and veggies every day. The cost to you, 22 cents per serving. The Balance of Nature Fruit and Veggies products help boost the immune system up 720% if you do this every day. Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies. Boost your immune system. You heard me right. What an amazing product. Give yourself better overall health. Go online to balanceofnature.com. Make sure you use the code DJV and you'll get a free month supply using that code. You heard right. A free month. The code is DJV. The product is Balance of Nature. Go to balanceofnature.com for a free month supply using code DJV. Experience it for yourself. Balanceofnature.com.
This is Doug Steffen with a focus on Vivint Smart Home. This is the number one smart home services provider in America. It wants to make your home smarter and your life easier. And wow, doorbell cameras, security cameras, smart thermostats, door and window sensors, smoke detectors. There's all of this and more connected through a unified network with centralized control. Vivint Systems. Simple, intuitive, and something that you need if you want to make things easier in your home. What a great idea to give somebody that you care about that may be home alone a Vivint system. How about that for a Christmas idea? Automatic climate control, optimum comfort. You can speak to the person at the front door with a Vivint system. You can open the door. Call 855-718-6167 to get all the benefits. Vivint Home Systems, 855-718-6167.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Minutes past the hour on the DJV show. Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Doug is out on vacation this week. He'll be back next week, and you can check out his pictures from his totally awesome tour of Italy on our Facebook page. They should be coming in at any moment. You can search us out, DJV show, on Facebook, and of course, at DJV show on Twitter. We'll put some pictures up there as well. Now, ladies, this story about all of the sexual allegations, sexual abuse going on in Hollywood, I think we suspected that this was happening in Hollywood, but I'm not sure. I know, at least I didn't know to what extent all of this was going on. I mean, you have allegations against Adam Sandler over the weekend for grabbing someone's knee. The latest is a story that's been sort of brewing for the last several years. There have been some rumors about Kevin Spacey. And of course, one of those rumors is that Kevin Spacey is a gay man. Well, over the weekend, this past Sunday, he opened up about this Hollywood rumor when he came out as gay on Sunday night. Now, this was amid accusations from a fellow actor named Anthony Rapp. And we'll talk about those in just a moment. But Kevin Spacey said that the story that Anthony Rapp has started circulating in the news has encouraged me. This is a direct quote. This story has encouraged me to address other things about my life. I know that there are stories out there about me and that some have been fueled by the fact that I've been so protective of my privacy. As those closest to me know, in my life, I've had relationships with both men and women. I have loved and had romantic encounters with men throughout my life, and I choose now to live as a gay man. I want to deal with this honestly and openly, and that starts with examining my own behavior. Now, we have to ask why we're hearing this statement from Kevin Spacey this week. Why is this happening? Well, Anthony Rapp, who is an actor, started out young. He was 14 years old when he knew Kevin Spacey. They were working on Broadway together. He's publicly alleging for the first time that in 1986, Spacey befriended him while they were performing on Broadway together. He invited Rapp over to his apartment for a party, and at the end of the night, picked Rapp up, placed him on his bed, and climbed on top of him, making a sexual advance. Now, the difference in age, Kevin Spacey was 26 at the time, Anthony Rapp was just 14. Hmm. For years, Anthony Rapp told no one about this experience. He's 46 years old now, and he said he has never spoken with Kevin Spacey since. But as Spacey's star began to rise through the 90s and 2000s, including, I mean, he's a critically acclaimed actor. He's got Tony Awards and Oscars, and of course, he had a decade-long run as a creative director for the Old Vic Theater in London, six seasons of House of Cards. He said that his frustration, anger over this situation sort of came to the surface, and it culminated when he was at his friend Cameron Manheim's house watching the Tony Awards and Kevin Spacey was hosting. He knew he had to say something, and so now these accusations are out. Kevin Spacey not denying them and actually issued an apology for them. So this is kind of interesting. If you want to hear the direct apology, we should probably read that, because and we'll find that. I think it's important to note how these people react, whether it's Harvey Weinstein or any of these other people at the source of allegations in Hollywood. Are they denying it? Are they apologizing for it? Are they denying it? And that's really telling as to what happened here. It seems Kevin Spacey isn't denying this.
Yeah, I mean, he, from everything that I've read, and I did read his statement earlier, I don't have it in front of me right now, but he basically said, I don't remember this issue, I don't remember this incident happening. He said, if this happened the way that Anthony Rapp is telling that it happened, he said, I owe him a huge apology. And he basically said, this was 30 years ago, so obviously I don't really remember. And he also said, you know, he had a lot of stupid drunken behavior is another thing that he kind of chalked it up to. It's interesting that he used this opportunity to apologize and also come out. That's a lot of people on Twitter. He's facing a backlash right now, saying he's a little too close to his House of Cards character, where he's really being his own spin doctor, and it's harder to be angry with him as he's having this pride moment of coming out. So he's making it a little more difficult. He's not just saying, okay, I'm really sorry, I did something that was wrong, and I never should have done that, and, you know, I really apologize. Piggybacking it with this big announcement, which he vehemently has denied this his entire career. Do you remember, I want to say, this was maybe in the early 2000s, he went in, I think it was in Playboy, he chose, like, the, you know, the most heterosexual magazine on the planet to write this, like, long essay about how he was straight and he wasn't gay and he let the rumors go and it doesn't bother him and whatever. And so to be that kind of obnoxious about it, and now that you're caught, and now you're going to be all like, oh, I'm a gay man and I'm living my life, it's really... I don't know. I kind of...
It seems suspect. The timing, and that's what a lot of the people on Twitter are saying. We hope this isn't a distraction away from these charges, because now you're going to be creating the buzz that Kevin Spacey is a gay man. He issued an apology on Twitter, I guess an apology of sorts. You're right. When he said, this is a direct quote, I honestly do not remember the encounter. It would have been over 30 years ago. But if I did behave then, as he describes, I owe him the sincerest apology for what would have been deeply inappropriate, drunken behavior. And I am sorry for the feelings he describes having carried with him all these years. That's pretty telling, because he brings up, well, I don't remember, but I would have been drunk. Now, if you don't remember the day, you don't remember this happening, why are you going to make the excuse that you were drunk? It just seems a little odd in all this. And I like Kevin Spacey. I told you girls off the air, I interviewed Kevin Spacey and spent almost an hour with him when he was a creative director at the Old Vic, and was one of the best, probably the best celebrity interview I've ever had. He was very candid, very good. He was very kind. And so this really does I mean, I think we always knew the rumors there that he was gay. I don't think that surprises anybody, but this does. That he's a predator would surprise me.
Yeah, like with Harvey Weinstein, I don't necessarily think that anyone thought that he was a great upstanding guy. Like, just from other things in his life besides this, he didn't really seem like a great guy. Kevin Spacey seems like a great, nice guy, so I think it's frustrating, and I at least hope that, you know, he says he's going to look into his behavior and try and figure things out. Harvey Weinstein said he was going to go to rehab, and who knows where he is now. He's probably on a yacht or not doing anything, you know, like...
Yeah.
He never went to Europe to go to rehab like he said he was going to. And I hope that Kevin Spacey actually takes this as a learning experience and does something with it. Because Anthony Rapp has been living with this for 30-plus years now.
Yeah.
And I guess, you know, he never publicly came out and talked about it. But ever since Kevin Spacey started... I read the article about it yesterday. And they were both young guys. And Kevin Spacey was a nobody at the time that it happened. And so Anthony Rapp basically thought after it happened that he would hopefully never see him again. And then over the course of multiple years, he saw him on sets and saw him at award shows and all of this other stuff and had to keep, you know, confronting it and bringing it up over and over again. And I guess he spoke to friends about it, but he never spoke publicly to different, you know, news sources about it. So I just, you know, it sucks that he's had to live with this and that Kevin Spacey basically doesn't remember it at all. And
yeah.
Now I, you know, he'll face a little bit of repercussions, but I just hope that he learns from it. Because I can't imagine, I mean, do we think that this is a one-time thing? That this has only happened once or that it has happened?
I mean, I won't say anything specific, but I've heard rumors about Kevin Spacey and his behavior being somewhat predatory for years. So in New York City, where he's, you know, often staying. So, and I'm sure in L.A., there's probably plenty of rumors about him out there, too. So it's, you know, it's just, it's a shame that he did choose this opportunity to also say, you know, oh, on a separate note, I'm living as a gay man now. That's such a slap in the face to Anthony Rapp. It's a slap in the face to the LGBTQ community. You know, like, where were you all these years? You know, we're out here fighting the good fight, and we could have used some of your star power. You know, there's a lot of resentment there for that, too. So, it's, I don't know, it's kind of a mess, but it's unfortunate for Anthony Rapp, and maybe now he'll have some closure.
Dairy cows are just the opposite of humans when it comes to productivity. It seems cows produce better when they're just laying around doing nothing. Stay tuned for the Farm Journal Report.
Find your next piece of machinery with the most trusted name in farm equipment. MachineryPete.com has more than 100,000 pieces of machinery listed for sale from thousands of dealers across the country. It's the fastest site to find and value your next piece of used equipment. Shop with the most trusted name in farm equipment at MachineryPete.com.
There's a race going on in the ag tech sector, a race to unlock the true power of technology for America's farmers. And now the most trusted voice in agriculture invites you to unlock the power of ag tech. Join Farm Journal Media for the first ever Ag Tech Expo coming to Indianapolis December 11th through the 13th. It's your chance to sort through what's new, what's possible, and what will work best for your operation. Register now for the Farm Journal Ag Tech Expo December 11th through the 13th in Indianapolis at farmjournalagtech.com. That's farmjournalagtech.com.
Dairy cows under stress don't produce as well, so you might assume that more contented cows produce better. The University of Wisconsin at Madison looked into that and created the Dairyland Initiative, in part to help producers improve cow comfort. Dr. Nigel Cook is director.
It was really a vehicle to make sure that producers that wanted to build a facility had the information they needed to do the best possible job, making sure that cows get at least 12 hours of rest. We do that on a deep bed of sand, so this is now life on a beach for our dairy cows.
Cook says dairy cows are metabolic athletes that need their downtime to stay healthy. In Sauk City, Wisconsin, Mitch Breinig is with Mystic Valley Dairy.
A really happy cow is either eating or laying down or in the milking parlor being milked. And one of the things we've done with the university, the Dairyland Initiative, is look at how many hours a day that our cows lay down and doing things that we can do to improve and make that number larger.
Mystic Valley built facilities with larger stalls and uses sand for bedding. That's the Farm Journal Report. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Join top producer for the 7th Annual Executive Women in Agriculture Conference held downtown Chicago, November 29th to December 1st. This business-focused seminar dedicated to women producers and agribusiness professionals will allow attendees to expand their management skills and network with over 300 female peers. This year's keynote speaker is Steph Davis, a professional rock climber, base jumper, and skydiver. For more information and to register, visit execwomeninag.com.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrofluoride.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
45 minutes past the hour. It's the DJ V Show, Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Dougie is out on vacation this week, a well-deserved vacation, but he can't leave us alone for just a moment. You're calling us from the Alps, huh?
I'm at the base of the Alps, actually, looking up at a large old Roman sort of statue up on top of a large mountain. We're but very much at the base of the Alps. It's like anything. Whenever you travel to some place that you don't know, there's always a fascination in learning what you don't know. And so I'm here to explore all kinds of things, which is what I like to do when I go away. Not explore, not have the same things, but have different things in your life. And so I'm very fortunate, I feel very blessed. I feel very thankful that I can come and do things that are out of the ordinary, which is how we all have to challenge ourselves. I think we need to do different things. We need to think differently, be around different people. I'm around a group of people that I didn't know until we got off the plane yesterday morning. And it's just you can hear me. I'm sort of just drifting.
but you sound very relaxed. Like, you sound like you just had a massage. Yeah, you do. You sound good, Dougie. Do you have any weird people with you? Just blink once, yes, if you do. Are they looking at you right now?
No, actually, they've gone into lunch. I'm here but talking to you instead of going into lunch. Last year when I took a trip that was similar to this, I was the only man. There is another man who happens to be a very well-known author, and I won't tell you who he is. But he,
yes, you will. You will later.
Sooner or later.
Is it James Patterson?
No. You're going to go through a list of all the guys. Which I get to, huh? No. We all need to experience things that are different. We need to challenge ourselves, and that's the problem. So much stuff is spoon-fed. I read something over the weekend that I'll share with you when I come back next week that actually one of Meredith's friends sent along, but it was something that appeared in the total context of living in the here and now, yet the here and now is changing so rapidly. You know, we get ourselves so worked up about the politics. I was listening to you talk just before you entered the break. The whole reality of what the tacit world is, what we can put our fingers on. And yet, really, in time, it doesn't mean anything. It's okay. It's bothering us now. But there really isn't. This stuff all works itself out sooner or later in ways that are somewhat obvious and sometimes they're not so obvious.
All right, Dougie. Well, we want to see lots of pictures, so send us some. We're going to post them up on our Facebook page, and you can find us, DJ V Show, or we'll post them up on Twitter, at DJ V Show as well. So make sure to get to work. Start snapping some pics.
I will do that. You're doing a fine job. I'm very proud of you.
We love and miss you. All right, Doug Steffen, everybody, checking up on the girls. It's the DJ V Show. Doug, Jen, and Victoria at 50 minutes past the hour.
A
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of MyPillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Message and data rates may apply.
Sick of hair loss, thinning hair, bald spots? Ever thought about hair restoration? It's a life-changing decision. Thankfully, the first step is incredibly easy and absolutely free because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals just how easy and affordable their permanent solution to hair loss really is. Get yours by texting EASY44 to 85850. You'll see for free just how great your hair could look. Plus, we'll also give you a free gift card when you text EASY44 to 85850. Join the men and women all over the country who have come to Bosley, the world's most experienced hair restoration expert, for their permanent solution to hair loss. If you've ever thought about getting your hair back, don't miss this incredible offer. We're giving away an invaluable information kit absolutely free, plus a gift card for $250 off to everyone who texts EASY44 to 85850. That's EASY44 to 85850.
Three past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day. Rich McFadden sitting in now, and along with Kara and Victoria. And as usual here, Tom Kreitler from the Money Pit, MoneyPit.com, along with his co-host Leslie Segretti. They do their nationally syndicated home improvement program, the biggest home improvement program on radio. So try and catch that wherever you can, or podcast if it's not on in your area. Tom, what's going on this week? How are you today, bud?
I am excellent, man. It is fall. The leaves came and they went at my house, Rich. You know, it's been one of the really weird kind of falls where we didn't really get a chance to enjoy the color here too much. It was so warm in the early part here of fall. So the
that all
turned
today here on the East Coast, buddy.
I know. We had like about 1 week of like beautiful fall colors, and then bam, the storm comes and blows them all off the trees. So
all right. So with fall comes getting your house prepped for not only for the fall and the wind and the leaves, but then also into the winter. So how do we start getting started for that whole process?
Well, if you haven't had your heating system serviced, that is essential. You know, too many folks think that just because it worked last year, it's going to work fine. But the thing is, it may. At the least, it's going to be inefficient because every time you ignite those burners on your heating system, they start to build up deposits, which affect its ability to combust. It wastes fuel if it's not running efficiently. efficiently, and it could potentially be dangerous. So if you've not had your system serviced, I would get on that right away before it gets super cold out. And speaking of those leaves, let's do keep an eye on the gutters. When they do clog, they cause all sorts of problems, except in addition to the fact that the water rolls onto your head, you know, of course, it can wash out foundations and it can cause leaky basements. So let's make sure we keep those clean. Also, now is the perfect time to look at the levels of insulation that you have in your house. Most of us don't have enough, Rich. And if you look at your attic, you can go up there with a ruler or tape measure. And if, you know, if you're in a chilly part of the country and you don't see a good 15 or 20 inches of fiberglass insulation in there, or if you're fortunate like I am, spray foam insulation, then it's time to add more so that you can reduce your heating bills. You know, improving that insulation is one of the most cost-effective ways to do that.
On the insulation, I mean, I have about 12 inches of insulation on the floor of my attic.
Yes.
I've always wondered, why don't they insulate the actual roof?
That's a great question. So if you have fiberglass insulation, you have to have a ventilated attic, right? So that means you have to have the heat is stopped at that attic floor, so to speak, from the living spaces below. Once you put insulation in that space, you've got to ventilate it because moisture builds up. And if you don't ventilate it, the moisture gets in the insulation, it becomes ineffective. Now, the only time you would put it on the underside of the roof sheathing would be, A, if it's a cathedral ceiling of a finished attic, right? So if it's finished, like your living space up there. But to do that, if you had like a 2x8 rafter deep, you would have to only put, you would only be able to put 6 inches of insulation there because you have to leave 2 inches above for airflow. Then you'd have to vent down at the soffits. You'd have to vent at the ridge. Otherwise, that whole structure gets, you know, saturated and that becomes inefficient. But now in my case, I have a different type of insulation. I used isonine spray foam insulation. So with a spray foam insulation application, you don't have to have a ventilated attic. You can have an attic that's completely sealed. In fact, that's the benefit of spray foam. Not
because
only does it insulate.
Why?
No, it doesn't breathe. It seals it. So it completely cuts out all of the infiltration, the drafts that come in. So in our case, when we converted our house to this, we actually left the existing insulation that was in the floor of the attic because there's really no point to take it out.
Right.
But then we spray foamed the underside of the roof sheathing and the sidewalls. And you actually need less spray foam than you would if it was fiberglass. And I got to tell you, when I go up my attic, Rich, it's the same temperature as the rest of my house, even though it's not heated.
I'm interested in this. Cost per square foot compared to just the fiberglass that you would lay out. I mean, how expensive does it get to do the foam?
It's more expensive than fiberglass. It's not terribly more expensive, but it is more expensive than fiberglass. But the reduction on your heating and cooling expenses and your comfort. Comfort's a big deal, you know, because with ventilated attics, you tend to get more drafts and you tend to always, you know, need to add more and more and more insulation or turn the heat up to compensate for that. But spray foam insulation is just such a comfortable insulation to have. I'm so glad I did it. And remember, my house was built in the 1800s. So this wasn't a new house. We took advantage of the fact that we had to tear the roof off and add new roof sheathing to do it at that time. And then we didn't want to take the drywall off, or in our case, plaster or siding. So we didn't do the walls, but we did the attic. And we also then went down to the basement crawl spaces and did the box beam. And that makes a big difference. Just that first part of the floor framing from the foundation upwards, that gets a lot of drafts in there, too.
Suggestions for contractors to do this in our last 10 seconds?
It's absolutely a job that you want to hire a contractor for. It's not do it yourself. I love isonine, and I think that was the way to go, and you're the leader in the nation.
There he is, Tom Kreitler, for your fall fix-up. Check him out at themoneypit.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.